Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama's announcement that he will be visiting Cuba next month is drawing some strong reactions. Catherine Gibson has more.
Obama is the same thing that we saw with the Pope. What happened with the Pope? The same. Everything remains the same.
The Cuban people witnessed the Pope's historic visit last year. When President Obama visits their country, they want to make sure he will see how they really live.
He should mainly visit the impoverished neighborhoods.
The Cuban people still lack basic freedoms of speech and the right to assemble. Internet access is limited, and the number of arbitrary arrests in the country increased last year after the thawing of relations with the United States. The president's visit could help open up a dialogue about changes in the country's troubled human rights record. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Washington.
On a flight back to Rome after visiting Mexico, a reporter asked Pope Francis about U.S. Republican presidential contender Donald Trump's plans to build a massive wall on the U.S. border with Mexico. Francis said someone who only thinks about walls and not building bridges is not a Christian. Trump responded swiftly, saying the Pope questioning his faith is disgraceful. Later, Trump appeared to soften his stance. He said he has a lot of respect for Pope Francis. Ethiopia facing renewed ethnic conflict along its western borders. Since late January, what began as a dispute over land rights between the Nuer and Aniwak ethnic groups has spread, claiming dozens of lives. The clash is in part a result of the influx of thousands of ethnic Nuer who have been displaced by the civil war in South Sudan. This is VOA News. Voting in Uganda's presidential election continued in a handful of areas for a second day today after the delays in delivering polling materials kept some voters from casting their votes when polls opened on Thursday. This woman was among voters who showed up again today at polling locations.
I have a passion for my country, and I believe I have a say in shaping the future of Uganda. And I believe that my vote is very important and has the power to do so. So I had to come. Actually, I was so disappointed yesterday when I didn't cast my vote. I thought all hope was gone until it was announced there is another chance of voting, so I could not miss this one.
It was not immediately clear when voting results would be announced for the election for president, members of the parliament, and various local offices. Turkey has blamed the car bombing that killed 28 people in Ankara on a Syrian man with links to Kurdish militia troops, but the United States says it has yet to determine who launched the attack. Car bomb was detonated just a few hundred meters from Turkey's parliament and military headquarters, no one so far claiming responsibility. The most senior European Union leaders have expressed confidence and interest in Britain remaining a member of the grouping. European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker, speaking ahead of a two-day summit in Brussels, said he's confident that Britain will remain a member of the EU. Prime Minister David Cameron says he's determined to do what's right for his country, Britain, at the Brussels summit.
I'll be battling for Britain. If we can get a good deal, I'll take that deal, but I will not take a deal that doesn't meet what we need. I think it's much more important to get this right than to do anything in a rush.
Cameron wants concessions from other EU leaders on key demands that he can present to British voters in a referendum on whether the country will remain in the European Union. President Obama will not pick the most liberal jurist to replace the late Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia. That was word from Vice President Joe Biden providing the first hint into the White House strategy on the matter. Many Senate Republicans say that Mr. Obama, a Democrat, should not nominate someone to fill Scalia's seat. They think they should instead be done by the next president, who takes office in January next year. Scalia died in his sleep last Saturday. He was 79 years old and the longest-serving justice on the U.S. High Court. And South Korean prosecutors today raided the local offices of Volkswagen as part of their investigation into an emissions cheating scandal. Get more at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.